USA News. I'm Corey Myers. House Republicans considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son.
Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky stated that the investigation pertains to public corruption at the highest levels of government.
We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
In an unexpected development, Hunter Biden announced outside the Capitol that he will only testify in his father's impeachment inquiry during a public hearing and will not comply with a Republican subpoena regarding his business dealings.
Yesterday, the House unanimously approved the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with the entire Republican conference supporting that process. Despite some reservations about the lack of evidence, the 221 to 212 party line vote indicated backing for the inquiry, guided by the Constitution's definition of high crimes and misdemeanors, potentially leading to a president's removal from office if convicted in a Senate trial. There's been a pause in one of former President Trump's legal cases.
The federal election interference case against Donald Trump is temporarily on hold as the judge has agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. Trump contends that he is shielded from federal prosecution as the alleged crimes occurred during his presidency. Simultaneously, the Supreme Court has agreed to review whether Trump can claim immunity from the criminal charges as requested by the special counsel overseeing the prosecution. I'm John Schaefer.
Federal Reserve policymakers maintaining current interest rates, as announced by Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Powell noted it as good news that the easing has occurred without a substantial rise in unemployment. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is like change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
U.S. Army Sergeant Maciel Hay just made history by becoming the first active duty female to pass the Army's sniper school. Hay, a cavalry scout with the 173rd Airborne Brigade, passed the sniper course last month at Fort Moore in Georgia. She credits a childhood friend telling her that she'd never make it in the Army for the motivation and her superiors in the Army for helping her get through sniper school. She is headed to Alaska now to the 1st Squadron Airborne 40th Cavalry Regiment, and she's looking ahead to becoming a jump master, although she said Ranger School isn't off the table.
You got a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere.
Country singer Luke Combs won a lawsuit, and he's apologizing to the woman who got sued. Combs employs a company to go after people who are illegally making money off his likeness. Nicole Harness of Illinois was selling a tumbler with Luke's likeness on it on her Amazon site, and somehow she got thrown into the mix. She got an email that told her she was being sued, but that ended up in her junk folder, and before she knew it, a judge said she owed Combs $250,000. Once the singer found out, he apologized to her, invited her to a show, and is selling a tumbler on his site with the proceeds going to Harness to help pay off some seriously large medical bills. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.